If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row.
And owing to all the schedule changes this week, we also have Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle on a different day than usual. Usually we have her on Friday. Today, a day early, as we're starting to wrap up the school year and schedules are changing all over the place. So, Mayor, thanks for being with us here in the studio today.
No, I'm happy you could work me in today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tomorrow is going to be a day full of graduation ceremonies for me.
Yeah.
So, came in today.
Yep, and graduation for a lot of people here. Like, this weekend is going to be super crowded, and a lot of people are coming into the area from all over the place for Keenan Stadium graduation and everything else. So it's going to be an exciting weekend.
This morning I actually was at a meeting around the lunchtime hour. It was actually at the Chatham County Agriculture, Center out in Pittsboro. And they were having, the CCCC graduation out there
I
was there at noontime. And that just kind of was the first of the ones I know that are going to, because I know it tomorrow I'm going to one at NC State in the morning, tomorrow afternoon is the graduate one at Central, and Saturday Central, and Sunday, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah. So what was the meeting today?
It was a meeting of the Chatham Orange Joint Planning Task Force, and this is a group that just started within the last year. So I think we've had two meetings. I missed the first one. But it's really comprised of planning directors and at least one elected official from Chatham County, Orange County, and then the towns therein. Like, there was someone from Pittsboro, and then myself, someone from Chapel Hill. I don't think the Hillsborough rep was there today. But it was just to talk. It's just to talk about issues, kind of common issues we have, issues that might affect each other in terms of travel. Oh, and Ed Kerwin was there too, in terms of traffic, water, economic development, planning, ideas, information, So one of the things I found really interesting today was the town of Pittsboro planning director, Jeff Jones, talked a little bit about Chatham Park. And, I really don't know that much about Chatham Park, but we had an opportunity to have him talk a little bit about it. And I don't have all the facts and figures in front of me, but it was really interesting to hear about how much that's going to change, really, the landscape of Pittsboro and Chatham County.
Yeah, it's really interesting that these meetings happen, because it's so easy with so many different municipalities to sort of get siloed into your own and completely be oblivious to what's happening just a couple miles down the road. I just had this experience on Tuesday, or this past week, when I'm going to vote early. I live in Durham, so I'm going to vote in the Durham County races, and I know the entire Orange County ballot up and down and left and right, and people are coming up to me like, oh, who should I vote for? I'm like, well, do you want this or do you want this? Where do you stand on this and this? You should vote with that person and that person. I had to get online and do all kinds of research at the last minute about the Durham candidates, because I had no idea. It was right next door. And kind of, I imagine it's got to be the same thing for people in Orange County. Like, you focus on Orange County planning, but Chatham County planning, especially Chatham Park, as big as it is, has such a big impact, but you have to know about it.
Yeah, no, it really is. A couple of the other topics today, we learned about, I knew about it through the MPO, but it was a 15501 corridor study that Jason Sullivan from Chatham County, the Chatham County Planning Director, talked to us about. And that's, of course, it was a study that I think went all the way from 54 and 15501 all the way down to Pittsboro, kind of talking about how traffic is going to increase between now and 2040, 2045. And then one of the other presentations I thought was really helpful was someone from Chatham Transit. The executive director, Anna Testaman, she spoke a little bit about how Chatham Transit works, and they have several round-trip routes each day from, Siler City down to Pittsboro, and then come right on up to Chapel Hill, and bringing a lot of folks back and forth, and just learning a little bit about that.
Awesome. So how often do those meetings take place? Is it monthly or quarterly?
No. We agreed to meet three times a year.
Okay.
And it's going to, our locations alternate between the different jurisdictions, and we kind of do a lunch. It's 2 hours. And just, it's really informational, but also I think it's wise, as you say, kind of looking across town and county borders.
So what is the thing that people ought to be paying close attention to? I mean, obviously Chatham Park has got to be a very, very big thing coming down the Pike, but what else is happening in Chatham County that people in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County really need to be paying attention to?
One thing that was interesting was to hear a couple of their comments that they're suffering bleed out of retail, right? And we kind of laughed and we thought, well, you're bleeding our retail right there at the border where you have your Walmart. But they're actually surrounded by like five, six different counties, maybe, if you kind of like think about it. And so it was interesting really to kind of hear, I think if Chatham is very close to us, which they are, but then they're close to a bunch of counties that we're not close to. So just, you know, that regional appreciation, I guess. And then as kind of a transportation, being so interested in transportation myself, I found it really fascinating to kind of hear about again their Chatham Transit, which has picked up tremendous. She said since last year it's picked up 10 to 15%. It's only going to continue to increase, and also to hear, I guess, the town of Pittsburgh talk about, they actually worked with the developer of Chatham Park to kind of aspire for how Pittsburgh wants their land use ordinance to go. In other words, what they got out of the developers of Chatham Park, which is happening, you know, incrementally over the next 30 years, right? So it's not like it's a blueprint by any means, but a lot of what they agreed to is what Pittsburgh wants to aspire to in terms of, you know, having upfitting their code requirements in a lot of different ways. You know, just for example, like open space or affordable housing or different areas that, as their director said, how they want to improve their land use ordinance, they kind of are doing some of that right now with this development agreement with Chatham Park. So it was interesting to hear about it because I really only knew about it from what I read in the paper and saw online. So
speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, so back to Carrboro because it's a lot of exciting stuff happening just in the last couple of days in town. It is Bike Month, so I know you took part in the mayor's bike ride this morning, and that was one of several bike-related things you've been doing.
Yeah, no, it's I love the month of May. So, but yesterday morning, I went out and on my bike and met some kids at Wilson Park, and we rode to Carrboro Elementary for bike to school day. And then at Carrboro Elementary, I think if I was a kid at Carrboro Elementary that didn't bike, I would have felt like an outcast.
Yeah, I think
there were so many bikes there. And then today we met out in front of town hall, and I think we maybe had between 30 and 40 people there. Maybe, you know, people kind of, you know, joined us as we started to pull out. So I'm not quite sure of the number, but it was a beautiful, you know, weather morning, nice route, you know, little 3-mile route we've done before. We did it last spring and last fall, and I think folks really, really enjoyed themselves just getting out on their bicycles. Some town folks, a lot of town employees, had one young person there who was a homeschool child, and we talked about easing them into it next year too, because, you know, it's an opportunity for homeschoolers to be a part of a group riding around town. But anyway, it was really enjoyable ride this morning. Good way to start the day.
Very cool. About how many people?
I think it was about 40, 30. Yep, it was, I'd say 35,
cool.
40. Yeah, it was a good group.
It's got a range from year to year based on the weather, right?
It does. I'd say this group is this, I don't know if we've had any larger than this. I imagine if we did a similar ride on the weekend, we'd have, you know, a lot more. But this is also, it originated in part to get our employees out riding. And I really enjoy seeing some of our employees out riding, because as some of them, first of all, have not ridden a bike in a long time, but also they're the ones who help us implement our policies around, you know, bikeability. And it's nice. I'm sure they probably enjoy getting to see the fruits of that labor.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. So that's going on. Other Bike Month events coming up that people want to know about? I know there's always a few.
Yeah, I know next week, and this one usually always bumps into my law school retreat, but I know next week is the annual bike breakfast, which is like one of the very best ever. It's like, I think it's like from 7 to 10. It's over usually near the Greenway, kind of behind Armadillo. Dillo, you know, they usually have some tables set up there. So that's a really excellent one. I guess it's, you know, along the tracks there by the graveyard. But that's a really, really fun event. And then I know there's a couple of others, but, you know, just go to our website or go to Carrboro Bicycle Coalition and read about them.
Yeah. So. Townofcarrboro.org for more information on Carrboro events and happenings and government events and upcoming meetings and things like that. So that's the website. So this is Bike Month. It's also May, which means baseball season is kicking into high gear. And I mentioned that because I know you're super excited about this baseball, softball poetry prose initiative that the town of Carrboro has. But tell me more about it.
Yeah. And, you know, Aaron, I just as I sit here, I reflect on this. When I was a kid, I loved to ride my bike and I loved baseball.
Yeah,
and so now
yeah.
I'm reliving that as the mayor. So it's,
you and I had very similar childhoods,
oh my gosh,
I think, as far
fun.
As that goes.
Oh, that's so great. We would have been great friends, just like we are now.
Yeah.
But so this was an opportunity, since I'm a member of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, they have what's called a Play Ball Initiative. And so essentially what it is a big PR boost for Major League Baseball, but just to kind of, you know, encourage kids to get out and participate in their baseball or softball leagues, encourage adults to get out and throw a baseball, you know, with their youngsters, just to kind of in general reflect on, I guess, the grand old game of baseball. And so in order to be a play ball city, first of all, the mayor has to agree to, which I already have. And then I will issue a proclamation near the end of June. And we also are asked to do a special event like related to baseball or softball. And so did some brainstorming with staff and decided to do an essay contest. And so it's open to any youngster who lives in Carrboro. And we're planning on having three categories, you know, kind of elementary age, middle and high school age, open to, again, any kid, you know, whether you're in public school, private school or whatever, no school, you know. And so we, you know, are asking folks to email us an essay or poem that's no more than 300 words, and just to tell us, you know, kind of what baseball or softball means to you, and be interested to see what we get from that. And we'll have a committee pick out, select a winner from each category, and we'll recognize those folks at one of our board meetings.
Super cool. It's the first time the town's done anything like this, right?
The first time ever. And
yeah.
So really trying to spread the word. Anyone who's hearing this, you know, please pass it on. I know our director of communications, Rachel Hagan, is out there tweeting and Facebooking and finding really cartoonish pictures of me that I've provided. She's forwarding these cute little pictures of me with my little Reds outfit on and
just kind of
look like a cartoon character. But it's great. You know, I'm eating a hot dog. I'm you know, enjoying the ballpark, and I have a bat in my hand or a glove. But please, anyone who's out there who, when they grew up, like Aaron and I, you know, I don't know about you, but I scoured over statistics all the time.
Yeah,
I had my favorite teams, my favorite players, and honestly, I still do that today. I think I told you I do fantasy baseball.
Yep.
So I know that there are folks out there that either play it or enjoy it or like to go to the ball games or like to watch them on TV or whatever. We want to hear from you.
I had all the stats memorized when I was growing up. I got the baseball card set every single year and studied the stats on the backs of the cards, and I had this big baseball encyclopedia, and this was before the days of the internet where now you can just look up baseball reference and get everything, but you had to actually scour physical reading material in order to get all of this stuff in the past.
Yeah, no. In fact, I still have the encyclopedias.
Oh, yeah.
I still have the baseball cards.
Yep.
I had this game called Appa Baseball. I don't know if you ever played that. It was kind of a card game baseball game.
I had a couple of card games. I don't think I knew that one, though.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's so, of course, so different now. It'd be a whole nother level of obsession that it's probably a good thing we didn't hit this
level. A whole nother ball game, as it were.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, all of those things are going on. Townofcarrboro.org is the website for more information on town events, upcoming meetings, past meetings. You can get videos and things like that from previous meetings. And before we let you go, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about the truth plaque that the town is planning, which is a really Orwellian sounding phrase. I want the town to change it, but it's a really, really cool idea to get the word out about the kind of the nasty side of Carrboro's namesake, Julian Carr.
Yeah. So this, I know our board talked about this at our last board meeting, which I was out of town for. I have since watched the video, and I was aware of this idea that Jackie Gist, one of our aldermen, brought to us. But the idea, as you said, is to come up with some kind of an inscription or some kind of a message from the community, kind of addressing, you know, Julian Carr and his legacy and the fact that his name is in part of our name. But we are going to have one of our interns this summer. The last three summers, we've gotten an intern from Carolina, what they call a Moxie intern from the Southern Studies area. And so we're going to have that intern work on this project a little and talk to community members, maybe do some oral histories, figure out a way to get some public input, because we don't want to be the ones to decide what would be on this plaque. We want to hear from the community about it and have it be something that can address this.
Mm-hmm. Where would it go? Do we know yet?
That'll be part of our discussion. But I think the idea is, somewhere prominent, somewhere visible. My sense would be likely somewhere around Town Hall. But again, we'll talk about that and figure out a good place.
Can you annex the space in Chapel Hill that's like right in front of Silent Sam? Could we do that?
Oh my gosh! Wow. I think that would be a satellite annexation. But we could always petition, I guess.
This is heavily gerrymandered, like one little line of Carrboro that extends to campus.
There you go.
All right. So when will we know more? Just end of the summer, probably.
Yeah, this will be, like I said, we'll have, summer's kind of a slow time in general for, of course, board meetings and just people around on vacation and so on. But it might be a good time to have someone kind of really dig in and try to get out and talk to community folks and get a sense of what might be, possible. And then I imagine when we return in with our fall meetings in September, we'll take it back up.
Townofcarborough.org for more info. Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.